8:16, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerodiff, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. It is Tuesday, not any Tuesday, it's Giving Tuesday is happening today. And joining us to talk more about that and how you can help out. And this is, just ahead of the Christmas holiday, perfect way to give back to your community. Joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about it, the Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County, Lon Dunn. Lon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. A little bit cold out there this morning,
it's
but kind of
chilly.
Well.
Yeah, it's feeling like it's December. It might as well feel like winter, right?
Absolutely. Get everybody in the mood for the holidays.
Absolutely. Also joining us, the new director of, I wrote it down, I can't read my own writing.
Marketing.
Oh. Okay, I'm looking at what I wrote. It's like, okay, now I can get marketing out of it. First, it was Mertz Kelidity, Director of Marketing, Haley Miller. Haley, good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, all right. Well, Giving Tuesday, Lon. Of course, we had Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, where you can help out on the business side of things, and Cyber Monday as well. But Giving Tuesday is kind of a completely different thing. Kind of talk about the history behind Giving Tuesday.
Certainly. So Giving Tuesday is a global day of giving. So it's a time where everybody, we've just gotten done being thankful on Thanksgiving for the blessings we have, and we want to pay those blessings forward. So it gives us a chance to make a concentrated effort to give back to the organizations in our community that are trying to provide support to others.
You know, what's nice is that it's made so easy. And yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people have maybe specific organizations they like to give to. And I know when you give to the United Way, if there's particular organizations within the United Way family that you can choose, like, well, I would love it to go to this organization or that one, you can do that. But on Giving Tuesday, it's made even a little bit easier for people.
It really is. You know, we do welcome designations, to our partner agencies. It just gives folks a chance to, of course, and when you're giving to United Way, you're giving to the whole solution. You know, you are giving to support folks that might need help with food insecurity or with, maybe some water bill assistance or heating assistance, or, you're giving to programs that deliver excellent service in our community. And it just, like I said, it gives you a chance to be part of the complete solution.
Lon Dunn, Executive Director, United Way of Knox County. Haley Miller is the Director of Marketing as well. And, one of the great things also, yes, obviously we need the people, the community to step up and help out with the agencies within the United Way. But it's also great when you have businesses that step up and they're actually helping us help those agencies. And in particular, let's start off with the F&M Bank and G&M Distributors and what they're doing today to help out.
Certainly. So F&M Bank and G&M Distributors are matching the first $5,000 that we raised today. So if we can raise $5,000, that turns it into $15,000. And just to give you an idea of what that does for our community, we currently have 1,239 kids enrolled in the Imagination Library. So they get a book a month delivered to their home from birth to age 5. Well, that $15,000 pays for the Imagination Library for 6 months. So it turns a 2 month cover to a 6 month cover. So we can make sure that by the time our kids are getting to that kindergarten age, they are ready for school. Books aren't a new concept to them, and they're just ready to learn.
Well, let's talk about ways that people can give and help out and give that incentive also to F&M and G&M.
Sure. They can donate via our Facebook page. So we've got donate buttons. I've actually set up a personal fundraiser, and Haley has too. She hit her goal this morning, so I thought that was fantastic. You can give through our website, so UnitedWay-KnoxCounty.org, or you can text to give UWKC to 44321, which is kind of a fun and quick way to make a donation.
Lon Dunn is the executive director of the United Way of Knox County. Haley Miller, the new director of marketing. And Haley, you're a Galesburg native. You grew up here. So I guess a little extra incentive for you to be here. And especially with right here, this first campaign, you've already hit a goal. That's got to feel good.
It does. It sure does. My family steps up whenever needed. And I'm just so thankful that I have been able to make such an impact with this first campaign.
Talk about United Way and kind of your role and what you're going to be doing.
Yeah. So today especially, you will find us on Facebook. I will be posting all day long. We've been live already this morning. We are going to go live again. We have a volunteer opportunity at the VNA at 9 o'clock this morning, bagging lunches for the seniors, as well as care packages that we have had donated items from Mary Kay and OSF. We are so thankful for that. We are still looking for volunteers for that event. So if anybody wants to come out to the VNA this afternoon, we are looking for all people.
Yeah. Socially distanced, of course.
Yes, right. Masked up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We have our,
the Live United
Mass. Yes.
That's so cool. There you go. That's nice. Yeah, so, you know, this and Lon, this is the time. It's been an absolutely crazy year. And the need for people was already here in Galesburg and in Knox County. And in some ways, it's gotten even a little bit tougher. I mean, has it been tougher on you guys to do some of the things you need to do to provide the help through your agencies?
We have had to be nimble. I guess that's been my theme word this year. We went from when this all started in March, we saw, you know, everybody knows about the great toilet paper shortage of 2020, but what they don't talk about is the great peanut butter and jelly shortage of 2020. We had to think on our feet and go from having pre-made sandwiches for the kids to bringing in volunteers who were making us literally thousands of sandwiches each week, thanks to the Lions Club of Galesburg. And just all of the things that we've had to change along the way. I joke that we're putting the wheels on the bus as it's driving down the road, but
absolutely.
You know, but yeah, it has made such a huge difference in our community. We are looking at a quarter of a million meals served this year. So it's between what we've packed for VNA for home delivery for the seniors. We've also had to help some of our organizations, like I said, VNA. Also, there was a time when Gordon Behrens wasn't able to deliver meals for their folks, so we stepped into that role. You know, we've just, it's been kind of a dance where we step in where we're needed and step back and let our agencies do what they excel at, and we do what we excel at. So it's great relationship.
Did you know about the peanut butter and jelly shortage?
I did not.
I didn't either. I seriously did. Because that's all everybody talked about. Oh, toilet paper. Oh, paper towels. And that was obvious on the shelves. I suppose it probably was with the peanut butter and jelly too. But I just, I guess I didn't pay attention. I don't buy it that often. It lasts a long time when I buy it. So,
well, when you're a mom of two, one of my constants on the grocery list.
When things were going down, my parents sent me out to Aldi's and had me pick up like three jars of peanut butter. They knew it was coming, apparently.
There you go. There you go. Lon Dunn, Haley Miller of United Way of Knox County. Today is Giving Tuesday. Do what you can to help because there's obviously a great need here in Galesburg and in Knox County. Again, so to the website they can go to donate and?
Yes. So UnitedWay-KnoxCounty.org. Also, I forgot to mention Jimmy's Pizza.
Oh, right.
So they will be donating $3 per every large pizza sold today toward our campaign. So go out and support them, support local business. And then also Carriage House did special Live United cookies. We brought you a few to sample. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Make sure that they meet quality control there.
And, I'm sure it'll be fine.
A portion of the proceeds from the cookies then also go toward
Perfect.
To support us.
So both Jimmy's and Carriage House Bakery then, if you purchase there today, that's another way you can help out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we encourage you any time of the year. And, I know you guys always come in for us and many businesses and do a presentation and talk about how it, one of the easy ways is to just have something deducted from your check. So is that, with everything going on now, is that going to be something you're going to be able to do, get out to the businesses and those type of things?
So we're doing the best we can. Some businesses, if they have a lot of folks going remote, they've put their messaging, we've made the pledge form into an online fillable PDF for them. We've had to, like I said, adapt and be nimble throughout even the campaign process. This year over at the railroad, they have their own staff handling they're championing our work and being the campaign chairs there. So it's different this year, which In a lot of ways, it's been good, though, because we've had more people ask about how do I tell your story? You know, what are the, you know, the highlights of the year? And, you know, I'm always one to look for a silver lining. So I'm more than happy to talk about the highlights.
Absolutely. Lon Dunn, Executive Director, United Way of Knox County. Haley Miller, Director of Marketing. And today is Giving Tuesday. There's so many ways you can help. Again, you can, if you Google United Way of Knox County, you'll find it, Facebook page as well. And so many ways to give, including getting some great food, whether it's from Carriage House Bakery or Jimmy's Pizza. Just some really easy ways to help out your friends and neighbors.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, Galesburg and all of Knox County has such just a generous spirit, and it shows, you know, every day, whether it's food donations, coat donations, the Blessing Box Initiative. You know, so many people are, you know, are rowing in the right direction.
Haley, anybody you want to challenge or anything?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I shouldn't put you on the spot with that. That's all right. No, any final thoughts about you know, people helping out today?
Yes, we are thankful for everybody in the community who has stepped up, who will step up today. If you want to find us on Facebook, we are UW Knox County. And, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you so much for time. Giving Tuesday, again, you can find Facebook, also their website, Easy Ways to Give, Jimmy's Pizza, Carriage House Bakery. Help out here on Giving Tuesday. And thanks also both to Jimmy's and Carriage House, but also F&M Bank and G&M Distributors and what they're doing. I mean, it really takes organizations like that to help out in times like this.
Certainly. I mean, their generosity is over the top. And, I mean, they both, you know, both companies have a long history of supporting United Way, and we are just so grateful that they went even an extra mile. When you think somebody's already gone, you know, beyond generous, that's what comes to mind with both F&M and G&M.
Absolutely. Lon, Haley, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.